Hello and welcome back to the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. We hope you're all enjoying your Scottish summer so far, as wet or as dry as that may be, and that you're not too inconvenienced by the lack of Glasgow Warriors rugby over the summer months. We're still on our summer break at the moment, with Murphy and our other 16 Scotland internationals in camp preparing for the upcoming Famous Grouse Nations series and Rugby World Cup in September. Plus, we've got Sione Vellani with Tonga, Sebastian Cancellieri and Lucio Sordoni with Argentina, and the rest of our squad enjoying a well-deserved summer break at the moment. That doesn't mean we can't bring you a Squadcast fix throughout the summer. Over the course of the next few months, we'll be bringing you the best of Season 1 in various instalments, as well as some other summer plans that we'll keep under our hat for just now, but let's just say stay tuned on our Spotify, Apple Podcasts and YouTube channels for more information. In the meantime, we look forward to seeing you back at Scotstoun at the end of September for the visit of Zebre Parma to the Famous Grouse pre-season friendly. And if you haven't already done so, renew your season ticket and buy a Warrior Nation membership today at glasgowwarriors.org. Head over there for more information. In the meantime, though, enjoy this particular episode of the Best of the Squadcast Season 1, and we'll see you again soon. Enjoy the show. In front of us, it translates really well to an audio medium, but in front of us we have a hat full of scenarios written on scraps of paper, as Murphy said just before we started recording.
No expense spared at all.
None whatsoever. Thanks. Shout out to Shiz the Kitman for the hat. On those pieces of paper are various questions and scenarios around your Glasgow Warriors teammates.
Yep.
Your job, Murphy, is to answer them to the best of your ability and entertain the listeners to make sure that they don't turn off at this juncture.
I'll do my best.
Fully immersed. So are you ready for your first Squadcast scenario? I don't even know if it's a scenario or whatever. So question number one. Oh, here we go. It's a long one to start. All right. Fingers crossed this doesn't happen, but you have been kidnapped.
Right.
Your rescue party is being led by the last teammate you messaged on any app, whether it's Instagram, WhatsApp, text, good old-fashioned carrier pigeon. I don't know how you would do it. Who is it? And are you confident that they are going to rescue you?
Right.
We're going with the heavy-hitting ones to start, I think.
I think the last person I messaged would have to be Ollie Smith, which was last night. Would I trust him to come get me? He's terrible at organising things, which is the one part of me that's kind of thinking maybe not. I think he'd make a good effort. Don't know if he'd be actually able to get me out of wherever I'd been kidnapped by, but I think his organisation would probably let him down in the end. That'd be the worst thing. But if I had to go before that, Ross Thompson was the one person I messaged before that. I probably believe in Ross. I reckon Ross would get the job done. He's got that intellectual brain behind him. He's a problem solver. I reckon Ross would get the job done.
I was going to say, he's a clever boy. He strikes me as the sort of person that would try and find almost a resolution before he had to come and do sort of old John McLean and rescue you.
Yeah, he wouldn't go gung-ho. He'd have a long process thinking about it. You know, he's been at uni a long time, so you'd think he'd have a bit of brains behind him before he started actually working his magic.
So no pressure whatsoever on either Ross or Ollie, if that ever happens. Yeah. I mean, hopefully it doesn't.
Nah, hopefully it doesn't, but yeah. Hopefully one of them actually would want to come help me.
So that's the other worry on your side. So they'd want to come and rescue.
Yeah, they'd probably just want to leave me there wherever I was.
Ah, fair enough. I mean, I can't comment on that. But so far, based on a sample size of one, you're the guest we'd like to have back. So, Ollie,
are we going to another one? Oh, awesome. Oh, the day gets better and better. I thought we were finished there.
No.
Right. What teammate would you want to be for a day and why?
Now, this could go in several different directions.
Depends what you're after in life.
Yeah, well, that's the why.
So what you're after in life?
I would want to be Domingo Miotti.
Why?
Because he's such a handsome guy. Who would I want to be for a day?
So who would you want to be for
a day? I reckon I would want to be, there's so many. I would want to be Ross Thompson because that man.
No, you won't.
He just has like this switch. If you get home from training and you've got to do something, you're like, oh, I'll do it tomorrow. Ross is like, I'll do it now. He does it. He's uni in that.
That's because he spent 4 years.
He's about to graduate with a law degree, with a 2-1 from a law degree. Spoiler. And he's been a full-time rugby player for the last 2 years. That's impressive.
That is impressive, to be fair. So, to be a full-time rugby player and also
recent Scotland international.
Scotland international, played pretty much every game last season.
Yeah.
So he's away on the weekends.
But Ross is boring, so.
Nah, Ross is not boring. You just don't come out with us, Ross. Ross is a fun guy. We're looking forward to getting him back after he's finished his uni degree. But yeah, I'd be Ross for the day. Maybe Jamie Dobie. That man's good at everything. Good at golf, tennis. God, I love the boys.
You sound like you absolutely hate his guts at the minute, to be fair, from that.
Jamie?
Not just from the... He's good at everything.
He's good at everything. What's jealousy, you know? Who would you want to be, Murphy?
I don't know. So who's got the lower skin folds in the squad?
Jamie Dobie, again.
No, who would I want to be? See, I was trying to think...
Sander.
I was sitting there thinking to myself, if... it's tough, because... There's a lot of experienced boys, should I say, that you'd want to experience some of the things they get to experience. But at the same time, you know, they go home and they've got a busy life with kids and that. And yeah, that's not for me just now.
No. You want to experience the experiences.
Yeah, exactly. Pricey, I reckon. He's got a decent wee life to him. He's, you know, he's got his good fingers waffle. And pies and yeah.
Good waffle. Next question.
Next one.
Another one. Here you go. Let's sorry, go. Here we go.
Moving on. Make it exciting.
I know. Great handwriting, by the way. Who is the best chat and who is the worst chat? worst chat? That, before you go any further, that might be the first time I've ever been complimented on handwriting. So
oh,
thank
really?
You for that. Yeah.
Oh, no, very nice.
I'll take that.
Hold on. Before he answers this, do you remember what the question
I do remember exactly yeah. what your answer was to
yeah,
this
okay.
one. Yeah.
Carry
so
on,
this could be fun.
Carry on.
Have you said for me for either one of these?
I don't know. Just
our friendship's gone. worst chat, Jack Dempsey.
Okay.
Yeah.
I said somebody similar to that.
Who?
Sione, when he does the...
Yeah, oh, they do this... Bang. Yeah, it's just
yeah,
annoying.
That stuff.
Yeah, so one of those. And then best chat.
Why are you having to think hard?
I don't know.
I'm sat right in front of you.
It's definitely not more. Best chat. Oh, jeez. Who can we say? Do you know what makes me laugh? Just because he just makes me laugh. Gregor Brown.
Gregor Brown.
Yeah, sure.
Funny to look at.
Funny to look at, yeah. I wouldn't say best chat, but just always makes me smile.
Just raises the spirits.
Yeah,
the
Shermanator.
Yeah.
Sean Kennedy. Good crack.
She's a great guy, actually.
Great crack.
It's not my boys actually got bad crack. But nah, do you know I always find always got a nice morning welcome? We've already mentioned him on the podcast, Johnny Matthews.
Yeah.
Never a day's gone by where he's not said, "Morning, mate, how are you?" Like with a smile on his face and genuine mean it.
He so does always usually seem to be in a pretty decent mood.
Yeah,
he's always
he's a great
because he's got that hour's drive from Edinburgh to get all happy and cheery.
And his passengers sometimes aren't always happy and cheery. So yeah. Johnny Matthews.
Okay.
Johnny Matthews and Sheba.
Murphy, do you want to compare and contrast with your answers?
Who are you? Talk to
well,
me.
Funnily enough, in Squadcast number one, the worst chat. Was a pair of you and Matt.
Who was that?
What?
Who said that?
That was Craig. Craig said that.
I cannot believe that I'm being thrown under the bus there, having just driven the bus over.
Was it Ewan Smithers? Was that Ewan Smithers? If it is, I'm quite upset with that.
It was just myself, actually.
Nobly taking the bullet there for his...
I can't remember who I said best chat, though.
Do you know what? I actually can't remember who you said either. Maybe go back and listen to episode one.
Yeah, I'll have to recap that. But Xander knows he's got terrible chat, so that's why we've got him on today.
Is that Zana Ferguson leaving the Squadcast?
Bye. Yep.
Sorry, you've got scrum drills later on. You can talk about it.
Yeah. No, I think we've covered a good amount of people there.
Yeah. Right, next question.
Okay, this one's quite good. Right.
Yeah, that's not good.
Funniest thing you've seen on the pitch from a teammate? I know what I would say.
I've not got a specific incident, but whenever... people's trousers get pulled down at malls, it's always funny. I always find that funny.
Going for the low-hanging fruit there.
Robin McCallum once had it.
But he was nearly full.
Frontal,
yeah.
Rather than...
Yeah.
Which was an issue.
Yeah, and there was a photo of it
on Twitter.
On social media. Yeah.
So that was one of the funniest things. People's trousers getting pulled down at malls has got to be one of the funniest. It always cracks me up.
Yeah, I think...
Did you get that one?
That's terrible. And to follow up, I think probably wasn't the funniest thing at the time, but the aftermath of it was actually hilarious. Was Bergie against Newcastle
when he broke broke his stud on the pitch during the European game. And then he just decides, because obviously he's wanting to get a new boot, and nothing. I think Shiz has tried to run in and find his boot amongst all other 30 pairs of spare boots. And he's brought out the wrong boot. I think he's brought out Beano's, which is probably about four sizes too big for him. And
we're just defending the lineup play without a tie.
Yeah. And Berg just decides to run off the pitch into the change room while the play's going on.
Yeah.
And the ref wouldn't stop the game. And then at the time, everyone was going like, what's going on here? And I remember over the mic, boys that were running water over the mic, you just heard all the coaches screaming down, what's Berg doing? Where's he going? Yeah. And after the game, after we won, then obviously came back, had the weekend off. And then on Monday morning, there was a big Bergy gate that was decided.
Dove into it.
Yeah, which he got fined for as well eventually.
Yes, yeah.
But that would probably be one of the funniest things I've seen.
Yeah, I'd agree.
In terms of Glasgow, that's probably one of the funniest things I've seen.
I'd remember that shouting through the mic because I'm still pretty much deaf in one ear as a result of it, having sat in front of the coaches for that particular match.
Yeah.
That was a lot of shouting.
It was funny.
When you played for County at Greenyards and they got your massive feet out barefoot, you desiccated your toe. That was funny.
I was in a whole lot of pain that day.
Yeah, desiccated toe.
Desiccated my toe.
For some reason, the physio, at County decided to take his shoes and socks off on the pitch, so he's just sitting there.
That was pretty minging though. Yeah. Big toe out, and it was just.
Maybe that could be the thumbnail. Wait, did you got a photo of it?
The toenail.
Yeah,
just Murphy's big toe on social media.
No thanks.
So there you have it, Warrior Nation, a brief overview of some of the best bits from episode 1-4 of season 1 of the Squadcast, the official podcast of Glasgow Warriors. If you want to listen to any of the first series of the Squadcast in full, head over to our Spotify, Apple Podcasts, YouTube, or glasgowwarriors.org, where you can find every one of the 26 episodes from the first season available for your listening pleasure whenever you like. We'll be back in the not-too-distant future with another installment of the Best of the Squadcast Series 1, as well as some more information on those summer plans we mentioned at the top of this episode. But in the meantime, head over to glasgowwarriors.org for all the information you need on renewing your season ticket, buying a season ticket, and buying a Warrior Nation membership ahead of the 2023-2024 season. It's one that you will not want to miss. In the meantime, though, I've been Craig Wright, and this has been the Glasgow Warriors Squadcast.